Welcome to the Breathe, Elevate, Heal podcast, where we journey into the world of holistic therapies, health and spirituality, and energy healing practices that are designed to help you heal from chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and chronic disease symptoms. Get ready to breathe in healing energy. Elevate your mind and your consciousness and heal your mind, body, and spirit. I am Dr. K, owner of Design and Wellness Center. I'm a PhD nurse researcher, holistic wellness nurse of 20 years, a certified yoga and Reiki therapist, and an educator of holistic practices, including meditation, yoga, CBT, mindfulness, and energy healing. I help women over 40 live a soul-inspired life and break through the emotional and self-defeating habits that are keeping her stuck in stress and blocking her natural ability to heal. Love never dies, and spirit knows no loss. Keep in mind that a broken heart is an open heart. Our loved ones are in us, and we are in them. When a loved one dies, a part of us also dies. Do not be afraid of your painful feelings and difficult emotions. Just let your emotions flow through you. One of the most difficult and challenging experiences that we will face in this lifetime is the loss of a loved one. When we have to face the reality and the truth of our own impermanence as physical beings and spiritual beings having this human experience, when someone we love passes away, we may feel alone or even abandoned, and we may believe that our beloveds, that we have lost them forever. In meditation, we can reconnect with the essence of our true beings, that our souls and our spirits are, they live on as we are energy, and energy can never be destroyed. We can feel the essence of our beloveds right here within us as they live in every cell of our body. For those of us who've recently lost someone we love, the holidays can be a great time of sorrow and sadness, and as the traditions and the events of the season can be filled with painful reminders of the person that we love dearly. Many of us wish that we can just simply find a quiet space to reflect on our loved one, the love that we hold so dearly in our hearts, and to just be with that grief, to be with that sorrow, to be with that pain, and it's okay to reflect. And in today's meditation, I invite you to reflect on the grief that maybe you've had a recent death of a friend or a relative or a loved one. Just reflect on your personal loss, and this could be perhaps a loss that you've been carrying for a very long time. And meditating and reflecting on your grief can open up your heart to heal. So to begin, take a comfortable seat that you will just really feel supported within your body. Connect with how you feel in this moment, right now, in the present. Connecting to the natural rhythm of your breath, the inhale and the exhale. Let's invite more spaciousness in your body as you settle in here and coming into the present experience and what's happening within you, the here and the now. And you can close your eyes, you can soften your gaze, and as you settle in, I want you to bring your mind, bring your awareness to your loved one. Simply notice them in your mind's eye, and I invite you to place your hand on your heart chakra. Feel this energy move within your hands and your heart. Feel where your heart may be holding on to grief and pain and sorrow, and just rest with whatever emotion arises, whatever thought, whatever image. Whatever arises, just non-judgmentally and compassionately, allow it to rise. Notice that sensation as it moves through your hand and through your heart chakra. So let's go ahead and take a few slow, deep breaths here and just notice and allow your breath to be your anchor and your reservoir of peace as you're holding this space for yourself and noticing as you inhale the cool air entering your nostrils, breathing in deep from the diaphragm and noticing your breath as it warms on exhale, releasing, letting it go. Continue to take a couple deep breaths here, and just as you do, as you're connecting with the full sensations of your breath, notice what's going on in your body as you're connecting with your breath. Now I invite you, as your loved one is in your mind's eye, to imagine that your loved one is breathing with you. And breathing in, repeat, I am aware that my loved one is breathing with me. Breathing out, I soften my body. Breathing in, I am aware of my breath. Breathing out, I surrender. Breathing in, hello to my sorrow. Breathing out, goodbye to my sadness. In and out, deep and slow, calm and ease, smile and release, feel that peace. Healing begins when we can just breathe and focus on our breath. It brings us right back to the moment and brings our mind home to our body, and this is what unites the body, the mind, and the spirit. Here with the breath, we recognize that everything is impermanent. The rise and the fall of our breath and the coming and going of our emotions, the change of seasons and birth and death, and everything is always in the process of change. When we come back to our breath, we come back to the present moment. And we can relax our body. So right now with your breath, just find yourself relaxing more. Lower your shoulders. Release any tension that you may be holding on to. Noticing what arises within your emotions, and notice within your body where those emotions arise from. Without judgment, just notice, and notice if you feel grounded or ungrounded, or centered or uncentered. Maybe you feel anxiousness, or maybe you don't know how you feel. Just notice whatever that is. We're not trying to interpret it. We're just noticing. Noticing where our body is holding on to grief and what it's trying to say to us right now. The body is always speaking. We just have to tune in and listen. And tuning in can be very difficult, especially when we've lost a loved one, and we may feel that we have lost our grounding in some way, and this can take our breath away. So coming back to grounding techniques and making contact with your feet on the earth or the ground in this moment, if you can. And by doing this, notice what you feel that comes up through your feet. Up both of your legs. Through your pelvis. Through your abdomen. Through your chest. And through your heart. Maybe your heart, as you're here, your hand is still placed on your heart. And I invite you now to follow my voice as we meditate on these powerful quotes. And I really want you to feel their essence in your body and in your heart. I want you to keep your loved one in your mind's eye as you focus on the love that you share. Focusing on the heart chakra, and you can keep your hand right there in your heart center. Keeping your awareness on your breath if it starts to wander away in your body sensations. The moment I die, I will try to come back to you as quickly as possible. I promise it will not take long. Isn't it true? I am already here with you as I die in each moment. I come back to you in every moment. Just look. Feel my presence. And if you want to cry, please cry. And know that I cry with you. The tears you shed will heal us both. Your tears are mine. Oneness. Love never dies. And spirit knows no loss. Keep in mind that a broken heart is an open heart. You can heal your heart. Our loved ones are in us, and we are in them. When a loved one dies, a part of us also dies. Do not be afraid of your painful feelings and difficult emotions. Just let your emotions flow through you. But in all of this sadness, when you are feeling that your heart is empty and lacking, please remember that grief isn't the absence of love. Grief is the proof that love is still here. Grief can be the garden of compassion. If you keep your heart open through everything, your pain can become your greatest ally in your life's search for love and wisdom. The reality is that you will grieve forever, and you will not get over the loss of a loved one, but you'll learn to live with it, and you will heal, and you will rebuild yourself around the loss that you have suffered, and you will be whole again, but you will never be the same. Nor should you be the same, nor would you want to be. So just rest in this space for a moment. Give yourself permission to just be. To just be in your grief and allow it to be as it is. Allow it to heal your heart. You may want to imagine a light that's coming above your body. A ball of light that's entering into your crown chakra and is moving down into your heart chakra. Allow that light to enter in to your heart. And just be patient. Be compassionate. Let yourself grieve for as long as you need to. Let your grief teach you. And let the light heal you. There are times when our suffering is so great. It needs more than just one person to hold it. Call on the support of others as you feel led, and come back to this meditation anytime you need the support. When you are overwhelmed by strong emotions of grief, sorrow, or sadness.